for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mike McEwen. We're going to be talking about homeschooling. We're going to be talking about the international body, the United Nations, beginning to interfere in what goes on in our homes. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that we're facing a global agenda. We certainly look at what's going on in America. We're concerned, but, you know, when we're concerned about them, for instance, marking our home with a GPS localizer, we don't understand they're doing this all throughout the world. We're concerned because, of course, they're monitoring our telephone calls and our emails and our faxes, everybody. But they're doing it all throughout the world. We're concerned, certainly, that they want us to carry an ID card. India recently announced they were going to provide ID cards for all 1,200,000,000 of their people. We are up against a world agenda, and of course they intend to bring it right down to education and right into the homes. Mike, thank you so very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, Doctor. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Now, are you part of the, remember we used to have a Mr. Lindstrom who had a big school in Illinois. He passed away a few years ago. Is Calvin his son?
Yes, Calvin Lindstrom is Pastor Paul's son. Pastor Paul left us, as you mentioned, back already in 2002, and his son has picked up where his dad left off and has been doing an excellent job in carrying forward the work that he began so many years ago. And this work involves a local traditional Christian school here in the Chicago suburbs of Arlington Heights, which is kindergarten through 12th grade, and then an extensive home study program where we take families in under our wing and help them to develop a program for their children and then help them to keep records and just guide them through the whole process of the education of their children through home education. And then finally, Dr. Stanley, we have a number of publications that we put out through our school here for families that for various reasons who just are not in the position to be able to homeschool on a full-time basis, but still want to be central in their children's training. We offer textbooks and materials, tapes and other resources that they can use to, if you will, counteract the propaganda that their children are getting each day of the week in school.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, this international program, UN program. Most people find it very difficult to believe that somehow or other the UN is beginning to have any effect on what's happening in education, but certainly this is true in Great Britain. So I'm going to let you pick up the story.
Well, it's not a new story, but there's a new twist to it. And basically, to trace the roots of the story, it begins several years ago now, just after the turn of the century, with a UN Rights on the Child initiative, which was signed off, initially had quite a bit of enthusiasm, and was signed off on by a number of different countries. Thankfully, the United States was one of the very few countries that did not sign off on that international child's rights UN treaty. And at that time then, things kind of languished for a while, until just earlier this year there was a resurrection, perhaps with the Obama administration now being on the scene. There was a renewed hope afoot, and so there was a renewed resolution tied to this, again, Rights of the Child initiative in the UN, trying to once again resurrect this old initiative to this old treaty, really, to get the United States to once again relook at this treaty involving child's rights, which would give the children the right to be able to challenge their parents in any number of levels, including on the level of their own education, and bring suit against their parents if the children for some reason didn't like the kind of schooling their children or their parents rather were choosing for them. They would have the quote right through an international court structure to be able to bring suit against their parents and so forth and so on. So that briefly and succinctly put is what is going on right now. And obviously we're concerned that this treaty is being now re-brought up for reconsideration once again. And of course we're encouraging families to be aware of what's going on here and to make sure that their elected representatives, especially in the Senate, are once again reminded that they should have nothing to do with any United Nations treaties, least of all those that are affiliated with this Rights of the Child Treaty.
Well, I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world, certainly. What you're doing is encouraging the child to bring suit against their parents, and certainly the parents are going to say, fine, so long, Charlie. I mean, we're not going to take care of you. You're on your own. I mean, why would they try to turn the child against the parent and the parent against the child?
Well, really, because who becomes the new arbitrator of what's in the, quote, best interest of the child is, of course, then removed from the home. It's removed from the government of the family and is now placed into some sort of either international or, at the very least, federal body of jurisdiction monitored by the UN. So the long and short of it is the bureaucracy then, through this kind of legislative initiative and through this kind of treaty, which, by the way, trumps the authority of the United States Constitution, if passed, would then make parental rights virtually non-existent under the Constitution, and they would be completely then supplanted by an arbitrary bureaucratic agency, again, monitored by the UN. So that is their long-term goal through these kinds of treaties.
And I really think it's so vitally important that people understand that these people are deadly serious. They want to destroy the family. They want to destroy the children. The educational system today is designed to destroy the moral beliefs of our children, their belief in God and family and country. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, aren't they, Mike?
Well, they are, and I think the damage is everywhere to be seen. The results are that we're being told that it takes a village to train a child, but the kind of young people that are being produced today are simply incapable of self-government. They don't know right. Johnny does not know right from wrong, as well as Johnny does not know how to read and write. So things are going from bad to worse. And I think really right now at this hour, I think basically we're seeing a final call for parents to wake up, realize the dangers of the hour, and while we still have the freedom, and that's the good news here, we still do have the freedom to be able to take control of our children, our families, and their training, and now while we have the opportunity to do so, parents that have their heads screwed on straight had better take advantage of this last call while freedom still has an open door, and to begin to make the moves necessary to make sure that they're leading by their own example to the pathway of a better future for their family and their children by taking responsibility over their children's training.
Well, what can you really do? I mean, the social services can come into your home. They can take your children away from you. I mean, you were to shake your child or show any sign of the sort of authority that a parent should have, why you could get into real trouble for child abuse.
Well, the stakes are getting higher, it's true. But here's what my real concern is, I think, even more than these UN initiatives and the sellout of our Senate and to UN initiatives, even more of a concern than that is the fact that we are being paralyzed. When I say we, I mean right-thinking, patriotic, God-fearing American parents are being paralyzed by fear, and they are not taking the bold steps necessary to provide for their own, to take their children out of the brainwashing mills of government education and to begin to either homeschool them or teach them and place them in a private school, a private Christian school of their own choosing that shares the world and life view and the understanding of what real freedom and liberty is all about under God. And like I say, I'm concerned that people are just becoming paralyzed because of all the this axis of evil that is growing each month against us. We have to take our eyes, as it were, off the enemy, and we need to begin to just do first things first to regroup and to begin to rebuild the foundations of our families and not be distracted by all those threats that are out there on the horizon. We just need to begin to do first things first.
I think you're absolutely right. There is an axis of evil. They know exactly what they're doing, and of course they extend into the highest levels of our government, and they hate Christianity. We'll be back in just a moment with Mike McHugh here at Genesis.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutraMune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The first line defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Mike McHugh. Now, what's this about in Great Britain? They, Sydney, under the UN auspices, they are going to be able to come into the home and question the children and try to alter their religious beliefs. What's that about?
Well, in Britain, they have recently, although this is not a nationwide thing yet, in different regions of Britain, we are seeing where the local officials are coming in now, and they are not only just doing the what is now the customary thing with the nanny state, where the government is coming in and looking over children and asking parents questions, but now they're coming in actually to the home and are doing it to try to be, as they call it, proactive, to make sure that the parents are giving, for example, the right medications to the children, the right vitamins, the right food, and so forth. So they, you know, the long and short of it is the idea of the family home being the castle, which of course ironically comes out of English common law, is for all intents and purposes now completely destroyed. The whole idea again of the child's rights and the state's interest in children now completely trumps all notions of parental rights. And we see this not only in the United States, but we see this in even fuller bloom over in Great Britain.
Well, I really think we have to convince parents, of course, that the government isn't interested in their children's health. And there's so many things we talk about on my program, such as the source of the autism epidemic, which is government, of course, based on the government's lying to the people. We can never trust government to be interested in our family. It's all about control. So what's the response they're getting over Great Britain? Are the British people up in arms? Are they simply docilely taking it? Have they just their minds been numbed by watching television and certainly the diet that the English people have been foisted upon the English people?
The English people are in full retreat on every level one can think of. They have been brainwashed. As the Bible puts it, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. They are ripe for the picking. They have been reading, listening to, and watching garbage that has not been building them up, and they are now ripe for anything and everything. And so right now, in answer to your question, there's barely a whimper, and in part because, again, this is not something that is being aggressively on a national level, this nanny state stuff I was talking about, and I could go on and on and on with more examples, but this nanny state stuff right now, you see the bureaucracy is smart and clever enough to do this just incrementally, here a little, there a little. If they overdo it, they just back off a little bit. By the way, does that sound all too familiar to what we're beginning to see more and more here in the good old U.S. of A.? The bureaucracy does these little experiments to see just exactly how far can they push this and how far can they make a mockery out of the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And then when the people begin to squeal and they begin to squawk a little bit, whether it's on the Second Amendment issue or whatever, then they do typically back off for a little bit. But they don't go away. They just learn, and then they come right back, trying it again, seeing what buttons they can push until they can pull the wool over people's eyes. And so people, again, just have to be understanding that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we can quite literally never just rest and assume that we can just put it on coast and not keep an eye on the powers that be. That is simply the price tag of freedom is eternal vigilance. And I must say, too, that we must realize that we have little or no power to change the UN, or if we can't even change our own Congress to get them to do the right thing under the Constitution that they swear an oath to obey and follow and to have allegiance to. But what we can change, Doctor, is we can change our families. and ourselves. We can begin reading the right things, listening to the right things. We can begin to get our children out of the brainwashing mills of government schools, and we can begin to get them into free schools again, and to take, again, responsibility over what is ours. And if we will begin to do that, I promise you, we will begin to see grassroots change of a positive nature. But until we're willing to do that, we're not going to see any meaningful change for good around here.
Well, I certainly agree that we have to be concerned about freedom. Somebody once said, freedom, never close thine eyes in slumber, because thine enemies never sleep. And there really are people, as strange as it may seem, who want a dictatorship in America. In fact, you go back and read the writings of our founding fathers, they feared that there were always people, there were people even then who wanted a dictatorship. And that's why, of course, they created the Constitution the way they did, that limited the power of the central authority, specifically of the federal government. That is never taught in schools today. Most people don't understand our government, don't understand our Constitution, don't understand that we can never trust government. I mean, no matter how well-meaning it may be, by its very nature, it is corrupt. And this is what our founding fathers believed. This is what history had recorded. And this is why, when they established the Constitution, they limited the power of the federal government. And, of course, as Thomas Jefferson said so well, you know, when all power has been taken to Washington, D.C., we will have a government as venal as the one we simply separated ourselves from. And people must understand that this is happening today. And it's happening, certainly, as far as our schools are concerned, as far as our children are concerned. And they have, what is happening is not by accident, but by intent. So how can people go about straightening out their homes? Certainly, we've got television. It is corrupting the minds of our children and corrupting our own minds. You turn on the Internet. Every time I turn on my Internet, down in the right lower quadrant comes this picture of a big buxom girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does, and surreal. And it's simply to focus our attention on the profane, and certainly to get our attention off really much of anything. Our minds are being molded, our ideas are being formed largely by the people who control the Internet, who control television, who control the movies, and certainly this is what's going on in our schools today.
Well, the principle that the Bible speaks so much about is a matter of putting off and then putting on. It's one thing to know what's wrong, but it's a whole other thing to know what you should be doing in place of that wrong thing. Now, most people are beginning to get it in the sense that they realize that there's something fundamentally wrong with government schools and how naive it is to expect government schools to protect, actually be producing self-government and self-governed people who can love liberty and want to be able to serve God without being underneath the thumb of other people, be it in government or elsewhere. And yet, a lot of people still don't quite get, well, what do they replace it with? And I think that the answer is, in so many cases, Christian home education. Bring the children home, because the children are the only ones that need to be re-educated. The parents need it just as desperately, because we've been going down this road now of socialism and humanism and Marxism for so many years now that the parents, quite frankly, need a renaissance. They need a reformation every bit as much as the young people do. And that's the beauty of homeschooling, is that it not only allows children to be out of the brainwashing mills, but it gives parents a chance to spend some quality time with their children in good, solid books about real history and about what the Bible really says about life and living. And it gives a chance for a family, quite frankly, to be a family again and to begin to rebuild those foundations of family relationships under God, according to the Word of God. And we are seeing and have seen such tremendous reformations within families. I mean, I could go on and tell you for the next hour and a half about...
Well, we're going to have to break right there because we're going to a break. But when we get back, let's talk about homeschooling and what can be done.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, Dr. Stan, back here. Well, our guest is Mike McCube, and Sydney, he is with a group there. We used to know Paul Lindstrom. I didn't think it's been 9 years since Paul passed away, but Paul was a frequent guest here on Radio Liberty talking about homeschooling, talking about so many of the things you're talking about today, Mike. So before we go on, why don't you go ahead and put out your Sydney, your web address and telephone number, and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry, your homeschool program, and really begin to protect their children from the ravages of those people who would intentionally try to destroy the morality of the American children.
Well, Doctor, here's the first area that they could use here, where they just simply go online to www.homeschools.org. It has an S on the end of it, homeschools.org. And then they could also call 800-348-0899. for free our free information packet. Once again, www.homeschools.org. And there they can get all the information on how to get started in homeschooling. We have many different options available for families. We specialize in newer families, families that feel like they don't know how to get started, they don't know up from down, they're not familiar, they're overwhelmed with all the curriculum choices and resources out there, and they need somebody actually to come alongside them and just take them a step at a time through the process. We've done this quite literally with hundreds of thousands, without exaggeration, over the last 30-plus years. Hundreds of thousands of Christian families, all different denominations, all over the country, all over the world, for that matter, and have taken children, like my own children, for example. My wife and I have seven children. We've homeschooled for 22 years. We have three of our children now who have been all the way homeschooled from kindergarten all the way up through high school, have already graduated from college and are now out married, leading productive, by the grace of God, a solid Christian lives. And so I don't have to go very far from home to know that homeschooling can be a tremendous blessing to families today who are, quite frankly, fed up and don't know which way to turn.
Well, you know, one of the big problems with homeschooling is it's a lot of work. You know, your wife can't be working and can't have two incomes. But in the long run, it's really worth it because, of course, you're going to have so much less trouble with your children. And, of course, you're going to keep the children focused on our Lord. And that is something you cannot do in the public schools. The purpose of public education is to destroy the faith of the child. And really, they're very accomplished at it, aren't they?
Well, they have it down to a science, and yet God puts within parents this deep-seated love for their own, and that, therefore, that's the motivation, you see, Dr. Stanley, to get those parents off the dime and say, listen, I'm stop living with this kind of fatalistic, oh, well, there's nothing I can do, all the cards are stacked against me, forget all that. Listen to your heart. Listen to God speaking to your life and realize now is the time for action, that God can do miracles. He can restore your family's relationship. He can rebuild the foundations. Yeah, no one said it's going to be easy, not me. But the things in life that really matter, that really make a difference, are seldom easy. And if you will roll up your sleeves, partner with God, and dive in, take that step of faith, and commit your all to it, I promise you, according to the promises of the Word of God, that God will be faithful to meet you there in that place of difficulty and challenge, and He will give you victory, not just because He loves you, but because this is His will for your life, because the family is, after all, the foundation of not only the future government leaders, but it's the foundation of the church. And so God loves His church, we know that, and so He loves the family because the family is the future seedbed of the church. If families are strong, it's only a question of time before churches are strong. If the family's messed up, if the family is dysfunctional, guess what? Our churches will be dysfunctional and weak, and God has no use for that kind of future. So we have to step out in faith, do the right thing. No one, again, is promising it's going to be easy, but the results are there, and your children's lives and their very spiritual destinies are relying upon you, parents, and only you, to step forward and do the right thing.
Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Mike, comment, you agree, you disagree, why? Because I agree with him. I think that homeschooling is vitally important, and people are going to have to make sacrifices to do it. How expensive is a homeschooling program?
It doesn't really need to be expensive at all, quite honestly. You can educate a typical child for the entire year, books and all, for probably somewhere between $300 and $400 for everything. And so this is a well-kept secret. There's no need to spend a fortune to homeschool your children. Far from it. It can be done very economically, and books and so forth can often be reused from one year to the next if you have younger children coming up. And there are many ways of being able to frugally homeschool, and going to our website at homeschools.org will begin that journey of finding out how families can homeschool economically.
Well, is the homeschooling movement actually growing? And about how many children would you say that your ministry would have in homeschooling at any one time?
Well, typically in a year's time, right now we have somewhere between 8 and 10,000 children being homeschooled through our program across the United States and in 42 foreign countries. And right now the estimates beyond programs like ours that would speak to all programs everywhere, including people who are just independently homeschooling, of which there are so many, the total number in the U.S. right now is estimated, Dr. Stanley, at right around 2 million total.
Well, of course, I wish it were a lot more than that, but it's a step in the right direction. What about the Christian schools and private schools? How many children have we gotten out of the clutches of the federal government to get them into Christian schools? Although some Christian schools are wonderful and some of them have been thoroughly infiltrated and indoctrinated, but how many children then would we have in the Christian school population?
Well, the total school-age population that has children outside of the government school sector, and this would include all forms of private schooling, Christian schooling, and homeschooling, it is approximately 10% of the school-age population. So we have a lot of work, Doctor, ahead of us, because there are still 90% of Americans have their children in the government schools. And so little wonder why things are not getting any better.
Well, I wonder why any Christian would put their children into a government school that is dedicated to destroying their faith in Christianity.
Well, because for so long now, people have been fed these promises. Oh, things are going to, things are not so great, but they're going to get better. And we'll just hold on. Next year it'll be better. And hold on next year. And people have, people are creatures of habit, right? And so we stay in the rut that we're in, and we just cling, as Patrick Henry said, to that elusive phantom of hope, believing somehow that things are going to get better, just like our founding fathers in those early days kept on appealing and appealing and appealing to King George. And finally, somebody like Patrick Henry stood up and saying, what, are we kidding ourselves? We are clinging to this elusive phantom of hope. If we wish to be free, we must take action and to be free. And that's what I want to be in this generation. I want to be the Patrick Henry, by the grace of God, to call up and say, parents, hey, it's later than you think. It's time for action. Stop believing in a lie. Stop believing in this false, bogus hope, which is simply causing us to be paralyzed and to do nothing.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that parents understand that, God gave the children to them, not to the government, that there are people in government who want to corrupt their minds. Our children know far more about sex than they do about Shakespeare, far more about Madonna than they know about mathematics. And it's about time, of course, we got our children back into our homes where they can at least be somewhat protected from the
Amen.
Ravages of those people who would very rape their souls. We're going to be back in just a moment with Mike McHugh. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Give us a question if you have a comment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Mike McHugh. We have Chris calling us from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call.
Good to have you with us.
I'm a former school and public school employee, and I agree with your guest. What I saw in there was more manipulation than education. I worked in the I wasn't a teacher, but I worked in the school lunch program for some time, and then when I discovered GCN, I left there and I woke up. It's just incredible that, you know, it's all by how do you feel, and not education. I've seen so much lack of discipline in the public schools, and your guest is right. It has to get to the parents. The parents need to take are not there. A lot of, like you said, a lot of parents are working. They're not there in the public schools. I was there. We need to get control of our children. And if you don't like what you see in the public schools, which I call now government training camps,
yes.
There's been, you know, biometrics for school lunch programs. It just goes on about this. This is not education. And it's just they only graduate to what, you know, lack of homework. Well, if this looks good enough, or I'll pass you for this, or falsifying subjects that are not real subjects, or the change of history that from false, you know, the real history to subsidize, you know, to subsidize, substitute another term for history that never happened. For an example, this is not what our kids are not being educated on. I applaud this guest tonight. This needs to be done. And those out there listening that have kids in public school, believe me, I was in there. I saw it. What I saw, even though I worked in the cafeteria, these kids were manipulated by behavior problems. I think something's really wrong with this picture, Dr. Stan.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Chris. Bye-bye.
You know,
God bless
you. One of the interesting things that I pick up on from your guest calling is that, you know, some of the most enthusiastic, successful homeschool parents that I know of over the years have known are those that have had some kind of exposure, usually as a teacher or administrator within the public schools. I mean, who would know better than what was going on or what's gone wrong with the schools and those people that have actually worked there? And I think also it's interesting how people begin to suddenly realize in that system that these schools aren't neutral places, but rather all schools, including the secular government schools, are religious. They have their own doctrines. They have their own teachings. In fact, Dr. Stanley, I was speaking to a neighbor boy of mine just 2 weeks ago. He's about 7 or 8 years old. And I asked him, just out of curiosity, I said, you know, this past school year, tell me a few of the things that you were learning. And right on cue, he starts spouting off mountains of information about going green and about the environmentalists' radical agenda and so forth. The long and short of it is, he never did get around to telling me about science or about history or math or about anything relating to phonics or nothing. It was all about the radical environmentalist going green agenda. And so there is just a modern case in point of our schools are not educational centers. They have not been for decades. They, in fact, are indoctrination centers, as your caller just pointed out.
I never forget, of course, I graduated from college with all sorts of degrees and honors, and you know, it was probably a decade later I graduated, 1949, 1962, I first had my first inkling that something was wrong. And what a difficult a thing it was for me to unlearn all I'd learned in college about evolution and the Cambrian era and all of these things about the Piltdown Man. At that time, the Piltdown Man was the missing link. Every scientist knew that. Only the scoffers, only the deniers would admit that the Piltdown Man now had proven that Darwin was right, and of course, man had evolved from a lower level. Of course, now we know it was a hoax. And then after that, before that was the Indiana Man or the Nebraska Man. I can't keep trace. Straight, they've got so many. One of them was just based upon the tooth of a pig they found. They built a whole man based upon that. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, our children are being abused. The greatest form of child abuse is the pornography they teach our children in school. People talk about child pornography, how terrible it is. You should see what they're teaching them in schools today. You go right ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, too, that there is a very much a positive, though, dimension to this decision to homeschool. It's not so much being motivated by what we're against or even what we're afraid of. It's capturing a vision that one comes face-to-face with in the scriptures that motherhood and homemaking is an actual high and holy and vital calling. The hand that rocks the cradle really does rock the world and shape the world. And this is how God intended it. And so the idea of homeschooling is not that it's an end in itself, but it's simply a means to an end to facilitate a family renaissance and reformation, which is obviously so desperately needed at this hour, where top-down solutions obviously are not working. You know, a petitioning to Washington, D.C. obviously is not working, and it won't work because it's way too late in the game for that. The only hope we have is to get back to the good book, get back to embracing God's ways for family and parenting and education, and begin to work off that model at a foundational and local level, and then to begin to see improvements across the board slowly but surely in our churches and in our families and ultimately in our communities and finally in our nation. That's the road to freedom. That's the road to victory. It doesn't go through Washington, D.C.
Amen to that. Well, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out one more time, and we'll let you go.
All right. It's www.homeschools.org or 1-800-348-0899.
God bless, and certainly give my my best to Paul's son, and we look forward to having you with us back again in not too distant future. Thanks so much. Our guest has been Mike McHugh, and of course we know the ministry there. We knew Paul Lindstrom very, very well, frequently on our program before he passed away to be with the Lord back in 2002. Well, this is the time when I need to tell our listeners about my ministry. Don't forget, we are going to have an all-day conference on the 25th of October, and if you're going to come, we've got a great lineup. Catherine Albrecht's going to be there, William Grigg. We're going to have Ashley Motes flying in from Great Britain. He's a member of the European Parliament. Tom Horn will be there. We're not going to have too many speakers. We're going to have a great lunch and great time. And if you can come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You want to start thinking about getting your hotel reservations. We have a block of rooms at reduced rate, but you have to get them certainly by the middle of September, or they're going to be all gone. They won't be available. So we hope that you can come October 25th. It's a Sunday at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And then, of course, we want to remind you that we're moving into very difficult times. If you have not yet laid in a supply of long-term storage food, why you really need to, we work with Ready Reserve Food. You get the food the same price from us at the wholesale price that you'd get elsewhere. They do a great job. So if you'd like to get a catalog, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. You need to have, a good supply of food on hand. You need to have the Berkey water filters. And, of course, we carry home supplies as far as the health supplies. You need to have a good supply of vitamin D3. And, of course, you need 5,000 units. We think that's important. The official figures that they're putting out for vitamin D3 are way, way below what you really need. This is why we have our influenza in the winter here, and then of course when it's winter here, it's summer in the southern hemisphere, then they don't get it. But once of course it's winter in the southern hemisphere, why then they get their influenza, and we really feel it's a shortage of vitamin D. You need vitamin D, and then of course we also suggest antibiotic. If you'd like a list of the healthcare products, go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a four CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. We have a four CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and we carry the book Who Killed Bobby in the DVD. Of course, RFK Must Die. We actually carry a four CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a DVD. We have video. You need to understand the background of the Liberty, because it was a prototype of so many other things that have happened, where people in our government, working with people in other governments, conspired to kill every sailor, every serviceman on the USS Liberty. That was the plan. You need to get this information. Our number 1-800-544-8927.